Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Lord, I wanna know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know my truth. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I
wanna
know.
This is my letter to you.
Better than I know. Please, Lord, teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I want to know you.
Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty, mighty, mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. And we glorify your name, O God. How wonderful you are. How awesome you are. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, we adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. How great is our God. He's awesome. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Counselor. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you. We glorify you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 we bless you. Hallelujah. There is just something about your name, Jesus, the name above all names. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you, O God. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto our children. Be merciful unto our grandchildren. Be merciful unto our nieces, our nephews. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto our spouses. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy. Rain down your mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Mercy, O God. Mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Father God, every cell in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every organ in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every system in our bodies, We soak in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Really, my son, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus to perfect our bloodline, to perfect our bloodline, the blood of Jesus to perfect our bloodline, the blood of Jesus, the blood, release the blood of Jesus to perfect all that concerns our lives. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace, the blood of Jesus over the networks, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami in the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus into our environment, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God. And the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses. Our nieces and nephews, our siblings in the name of Jesus, our parents in the name of Jesus, our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oriyaleka. Oriyamasa dereko. Guria Maserere Kurumaserere Karamase. Hallelujah, Maserere Kurumase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. How we love you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah, we lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We praise you. Uriani Siria, Kuriani Sirico. Hallelujah, La Masteria, Caramasterico. Ye Kuria Masterico Romance. Ye Kianiki, Aniki, 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 Aniki. Uria Masterico Romance. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Jesus. Urianikiasa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for you. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just to be up this morning, just to be breathing this morning, we say thank you, Lord. We praise his name. We don't take nothing for granted. Every single minute, second is a second of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. I'm going to start from verse 1. In the name of Jesus, but hallelujah, And I want you to really be attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. And I'll give you a few more scriptures along with that. Gloria, Master Diaco, have you the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah, Oromase, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Hallelujah. And then we'll go to the book of Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. We'll skip around a little bit. Hallelujah. But there's a word from the Lord to you this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to encourage you this morning in the name of Jesus. So let me read Luke chapter 1, starting from Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou might know the certainty of those things which thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Underline verse 6 for me. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Verse 7, and they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years, and they had no child. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Ooh, hallelujah. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the Lord, wherefore shall I know this? For I am old, I'm an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled when he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach from among men. I read for you the whole thing because I don't want to do it in part. And we're going to look at this deeper. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, O God, and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for the revelation, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I told you about Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I'm just going to read one verse. When you have time, you can go and read from 1 to 8. For everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the sun. I'm just going to stay with verse 1, and I want you to take your time and read the rest of it. For everything there is a season and there is a time for every purpose under heaven. For everything there is a season and a time. Everything there's a season, there's a time. Season, time, purpose. Season, time, purpose. Write that down. Season and time and purpose. Season, time and purpose. Season, time. Purpose, season, time, purpose, season, time, purpose. I want you to remember that season, time, purpose, season, time, purpose. Hallelujah. And then I want to take you again to Psalm 102, verse 13. There's a set time for the favor of God to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time. Time is come. The set time is come. Hallelujah. And when we look at Psalm, let's look at Psalm 1. Stay with me, please. Please stay with me. I feel the anointing. I feel the power. Psalm 1. Psalm 1 is, hallelujah, God is speaking to us this morning. Psalm 1, Psalm 1, Psalm 1, hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 1, and I'm going to take you to a verse in Psalm 1. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Is it blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So he walks, when they say walketh not, he walks in the counsel of the godly. Hallelujah. Nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth. Look at this. I told you, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. In his season, we talk about set time. We talk about seize it. Set time, seize it. Purpose, purpose, set time, seize it. I want you to pay attention to that. And so when I go back to Luke and I read about Zacharias, the Bible tells us that Zechariah and his wife, Elizabeth, was righteous. They were blameless, walking in all. They didn't say some. Verse 6, Luke 1, 6, if you have it, open your Bibles, read, underline it. They said, walking in all the commandments. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Hallelujah. You can see that it came from the priesthood. When you read the genealogy, it came from the priesthood of Aaron. You see that? Both of them, they were doing all that was right in the sight of God, blameless, all. But guess what? They had no child. And years, I mean, just imagine how all those years, no children. Everything they were doing was okay, was right in the sight of God. But they had no child. No child, and they were all the well. I believe they had given up on even having children. And I'm saying to you, many of you have given up on your divine purpose and your destiny. There are many of you that people have scorned and laughed at, that you've been with God so long, and they don't see nothing happening in your life. They have mocked you and looked down upon you. Who am I speaking to this morning? They have said so many things about you. They have laughed at you. They smile in your face, but they scorn you in the back because of what type of God all day he or she, they're praying and on the prayer lines and they're fasting, and we still don't see nothing yet. They don't see no fruit of your labor. They're not seeing the fruit of your labor. Hallelujah. And so there's a lot of things, a reproach and all kinds of things that's going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when the seed is in the ground, when you plant a seed in the ground, it's covered with dirt. But in that seed, there's a whole lot of things that's taking place within that seed. You cannot see it with your eyes because the seed is covered. So you do not know what is going on with that seed. Hallelujah. You don't know it's covered in the ground. It's planted and it's covered, that seed. But there's some things that is taking place for that seed, that seed, very soon you will see the sprout. And that very seed, one of these days, will turn into a tree. And that tree will bear fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? We're in this microwave period of the world where everybody wants things to be now, now, now. It must be now. But God will take us through some processes. Hallelujah. You're doing the right thing. You, they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. But you do know what it is to mount up with wings. Look at the eagle wings. Mount up with wings like eagles. When you see the eagle fly, it's so majestic, beautiful. Mount up. Hallelujah. When that eagle get ready to fly, it's a beautiful, beautiful. Hallelujah. Their wings come up. I mean, it is beautiful when the eagle, when they spread their wings, you will, hallelujah. Mount up with wings like eagles. Hallelujah. Spreading those wings and then moving on the wings of Almighty God. Because when the eagle move and move according to the winds, hallelujah, and they go higher and higher and higher according to the winds. Hallelujah. The winds, But there is a certain day that was weighed upon the Lord. What am I saying to you? We're connecting. It's this Zechariah and Elizabeth have been waiting. They might have even given up. But I hear the scriptures, a day that wait upon the Lord to forget about the haters, forget about the naysayers. Forget. You don't even need to focus on them. Because there's a time, there's a season, there's a purpose. God's will be done. Hallelujah, in your life. Every promise that God has given concerning you will be fulfilled. Day that went upon the Lord. You see Zechariah continue to perform his duty as a priest. He didn't give up. When the time came, it was a set time for his number. They cast the lot, but there was a set time for him because God had a purpose for him. God had a purpose. Zechariah didn't realize when he walked into that temple with the incense and praying that he would have an encounter with an angel, the divine presence of the Lord. He didn't know that it was his time. It was his season. He went to do his regular duty. His time had come up, and he went. In fact, he was chosen by lot, but God had that time set. Who am I speaking to this morning? Who am I speaking to? You might have been a Christian for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And people have mocked you and said all kinds of things. Or you might have been in a position you might not have had. But I'm here to encourage you. The set time of favor has come for you. Hallelujah. The set time of favor has come for you. Yes, you've been laboring in the vineyard, but God is ready to display his glory and use you mightily. Hallelujah. It's not by might or not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do not doubt the Lord. Trust and believe the promises he has spoken in your life. It's not what you see left or right, up and down, what's going on. Your eyes are not focused on what's going on. Your eyes are focused on God. Peter got out of the boat. When he kept his focus on Jesus, he walked on the water. When he looked at the winds, he began to what? Sing. No, keep your eyes. It is the set time of favor. Hallelujah. God is about to birth some things out. Many of you are getting ready to birth out from John the Baptist. I'm not talking about logical. I'm talking about spiritual birth of your destiny. This is what I'm talking about. Spiritual birth of your divine purpose and destiny. Hallelujah. God has kept you hidden. You don't even know what you have inside of you. But God is activating all of his gifts and talents that he's placed inside of you. What is it for? For his glory to be displayed, for his glory. Hallelujah. It's your set time. A favor to everything. There is a season, there's a time, there's a purpose. Season. It's your season, it's your time to fulfill his purpose. It is your season. It is your time to fulfill his purpose. It is your season. It is your time And it is your purpose. You have been going through training for years. You don't even know you are going through training. You don't even know that all those afflictions, the trials, the tribulations you went through, did you know that the Lord was treating you and getting you ready for what is about to take place in your life? Somebody say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Do you know someone thought that Elizabeth was buried? Oh, yeah, because it was years. Was she really buried? No, she wasn't. The world said she was buried. People saw because she didn't have children during the time that everybody anticipated her to have children. But was she buried? No. It's the same thing with Sarah. No. It's according to what Hannah. No. It was not the time. It was not the season. Hallelujah. For God's purpose to be fulfilled. When the time came, Hannah fulfilled the season, the time, season, and purpose. Time, season, and purpose. The same thing happened to Sarah. We can go back to all the women in the Bible. They weren't buried. No, the world said they were buried, but they were fruitful. In fact, the fruit that they had were getting ready to release the fruit that Elizabeth, oh my God, John the Baptist. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall walk and not be weary. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Where are all the eagles? You are not just an eagle. You are an anointed eagle. Hallelujah. Mount up your wings. Hallelujah. Spread those wings. Hallelujah. Spread those wings. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And move on the winds of Almighty God. This is your time. This is your season. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord just placed in my spirit when you are close to your season, there's a lot of things that take place to discourage you. Don't be discouraged. You're right there. The enemy wants to distract you. Don't be distracted. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And if by any reason you want to look at the storm and you be falling, what do you do? What do you do when you see that you're drowning, you get distracted? Hallelujah. What do you do?
Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other. Just call the name Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for his saving grace. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that you've never left us and never forsaken us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that all your promises are yes and amen. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. And I pray this morning that this word, Lord, that you've released, touch our hearts deep in our spirit, man. That we will not be discouraged, but we will continue to trust in you. Time, season, time. Ah, and purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When Jesus opens a door, no man can shut it, and he closes it, no man can open. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessed day. Stay in the presence of the Almighty God. God bless you.